Hey there. Did you find the place okay? Good. Come here. Wow, strong hugger, huh? Where'd you pick that up? Something you learned in college, maybe? Maybe I don't want to know. Follow me. Come on in. Oh, you don't have to call me uncle anymore. It's not like I'm actually your uncle. And you're a little too old for all that now, surely. Okay, suit yourself. I love what you're wearing. You really have become more confident. I guess I was right about that. Do you always dress like that when you're visiting old family friends? No, please, ignore me. I shouldn't comment, you'll just think I'm a dirty old man. I just made a pot of chai tea, do you want some? Okay. Sure, yeah, I'll bring it through. Just take a seat on the couch. I'll join you in a second. No, don't worry about shoes, it's fine. You can leave them on if you want. I'm not like a strict shoe-off household or anything like that. Here, this is the good stuff. You gotta know the right place to go if you want to get tea this good. What are you laughing at? It's true. Well, wait until you've got a career and you start making money. And then when you have the chance to appreciate nice things, you'll understand. But for now, just drink it. So, how was the rest of the Christmas party? It seemed like some of the oldies were ready to go all night. Really? Your dad was passed out by 9. I'm not surprised. It's a lot for a man of his age. I know, he didn't want me to leave, but, I had to go. Yeah, I know. He has a habit of doing that. At work, it gives him a reputation as the hard-partying old guy. But, it can be a little wearying if you're the one who always has to drive him home. Me? No. My hard-partying days are behind me. But I'm not ready for anyone to think of me as the old guy in any capacity. Not yet. Well, thanks. You're right, I'm not that old. Anyway, all graduated and ready to move on to the next chapter in life, huh? Yeah, it's hard to know what to do. Are you listening to me? Hello. You looked completely zoned out while you were looking at me. Yeah, I'm really happy to see you too. When you left for college, I wondered what you'd be like when you got back home. You happy with how you've turned out? Yeah, well, I would be if I was you. You're obviously much more confident than you used to be. I mean, what's with these clothes? You trying to impress someone? Yeah, well, there's two ways you can dress to impress. You can dress nicely, or you can dress in not very much. And that's only an option if you have the body to pull it off. God damn it. Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, I'm saying you've got a nice body. I can't say stuff like that about you, though, can I? What would your parents think if they found out their friend was saying stuff like that to you? I wouldn't be allowed to the Christmas parties anymore. What? Oh, no. No. We broke up. I'm single these days. That was one of the reasons I left the company and I don't work with your dad anymore. We broke up and I needed a complete life overhaul, so I got a new job, I got this new place, and started a new chapter. Thanks. Yeah, it was difficult for a while, but I've learned to appreciate the single life. There's a lot more freedom. And what about you? Anyone special in college? Boys, girls, or non-binary of some description? Hey, I don't know the lingo so well, okay, but I'm trying to keep up. Is it rude to ask that? Okay, single, okay. What's that smile? Yeah, I was serious when I said you had a nice body. Come on. You dress like that because you know it. Well, thanks. Yeah, I do go to the gym a lot. It's good to be strong, you know? Yeah, you can touch them. I mean, you mean my biceps? Yeah, okay, sure, I'll flex. You like that? Does it feel good? There's that smile again. That smile which, is actually the reason I left early last night. You kept looking at me like that from across the table with everyone there. You're lucky your dad was too drunk to notice. No, it didn't make me uncomfortable. I mean, okay, it did. That doesn't mean I don't appreciate you smiling at me. Well, everyone was there, you know. You know, I'm happy to be seeing you again. And I always had a soft spot for you. And you're my buddy's kid. Come on. I'm just happy to see that you've grown up into someone so impressive. Even if some of those bratty traits are still obviously there. Oh, come on, you know it. Look at you. Yeah, okay, well, you do have a nice body, and of course it's flattering when someone attractive is smiling at you across a table like that. Oh, fucking hell. You're gonna get us into trouble. What are you doing? Well, good. I didn't tell them that you were coming over either. I think it's best if your parents don't know that we're hanging out. They might think the age difference is a little, inappropriate. I like hanging out with you too. Yeah, yeah, sure, I'd love it if we become friends. What? I've always been the hottest of your dad's friends. I wasn't wrong when I said you became more confident at college. Jesus Christ. You know, you came here to talk about your career, and we haven't even touched on... hey. Okay, I guess we're cuddling now. Wow, you're a pretty good cuddler, actually. You really put your whole body into it, don't you? Here, if we're gonna cuddle, let's do it properly. Just let me adjust. There. Is that more comfortable for you? Good. You know, when I saw you yesterday, for the first time in years, I was a little overwhelmed. You looked so good, and it made me think some stuff that I really shouldn't be thinking. God, you feel so good. Hey, what are you, wow, okay, you really shouldn't sit on my lap like that. This is very inappropriate. You know that? You're almost like family to me. Well, that's very nice of you to say. It's really nice that you've always looked up to me. Yeah, I feel a little awkward. I don't really know where to put my hands. Oh, fucking hell. Maybe you shouldn't put them there. It's not okay for me to touch you like that. Oh, fuck. Well, if you're just gonna keep putting them back there. Oh, god damn it, what the fuck is happening? Yeah, you are. You really are beautiful. You're breathtaking. I don't know what the fuck happened to you when you were in college. To be honest, yeah, you're breathtaking. But we can't do this. Yeah, I'm too old for you, and I'm your dad's close friend. It's, you... God, you really, you can't put your hands there, okay? Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, of course I want us to be friends. Oh, God, no, don't do that. Not while you're sitting on my lap. Oh, God, fuck, you're such a goddamn brat. No, you're not imagining that. Yeah, of course that's going to happen when a fucking mega babe like you starts grinding in my lap. Oh, fuck, this is so embarrassing. Oh, my God, you really are beautiful. Oh, God, this was a bad idea. No, it's okay, I'm not upset. It feels really good. And I really like being this close to you. It's just like, you know, we shouldn't be doing this, and you shouldn't be sitting on me like that, and you definitely shouldn't be moving your hips like this. Oh, baby, it's okay, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Here, put your head onto my chest. Here. There, that's it. I've got you. No, it's okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel bad. Please don't feel bad. You didn't do anything wrong, it's just, it's complicated. If anything happened between us and your parents found out, it would be really bad. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, it does? It feels nice when I stroke your hair like that. You feel nice too. I love having my arms around you. Oh, God. Oh, God, I need to shut up. What? Yesterday? What was I thinking when you were looking at me from across the table all day? Oh, yeah, I did mention that, didn't I? I was thinking, fuck, I shouldn't say. I really shouldn't. Oh my God, you're never gonna leave me alone, are you? I was thinking, oh, this is really embarrassing. I was thinking that I was a little bit jealous of your daddy. I kept catching myself imagining that I was your daddy instead. And then I would feel really guilty for thinking it. And, you kept looking at me. Every time I looked up, you'd be smiling at me with that smile that you do. And, it was too much for me and I had to leave. You're just so beautiful, and I was so proud to see you all grown up, becoming someone that seemed so easy to admire. And I was proud of you. And I was jealous. And every time you smiled at me, it was overwhelming and I had to bail out. Oh, baby. I'm sorry, I shouldn't think stuff like that about you. I told you you shouldn't move your hips like that. I think you're beautiful too, but you can't grind on me like, oh fuck. Oh God, it's getting even harder. What? No, you can't say that to me. You can't tell me that you want me to be your You can't, this is too much. Oh, fuck. Please, don't take my hands and put them there. Don't make me touch you there, not while you're dressed like this. You're hardly wearing anything. This is, oh, God. You can't call me your dad. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you gotta go, we can't do this. I'm really sorry. Hey, look. I know this is rude and I hate doing this to you of all people, but you gotta go. I'm sorry, we can't do this. I shouldn't have invited you over, it was a mistake. You gotta go, look, okay? I'll come with me, look. I'll talk to you another time, okay? I'm sorry. Bye. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fucking hell. Oh my God, fucking damn it. Oh my God. so beautiful. Fuck. Perfect little ass. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, Daddy loves your perfect little ass, baby. Oh, God. Oh, God, I want you to be my baby. Daddy's dick gets so fucking hard for you. Oh, God. Oh, God, I need to touch it. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, baby. Daddy's gonna come, baby. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, what am I doing? Fucking idiot.